Hey guys, have you missed me?
It's been a hot minute, I know. I'm sorry, I apologize. A lot has been going on. I've had some health issues, and I'm trying my best to get back on track. I do have a little bit of a cold right now, but I decided that I was going to do a little story for you guys because it's been a hot ass minute. My apologies. I know, I'm sorry.
I feel bad.
But we are gonna do a story. It's cool. It's a doozy. This case, trigger warning, okay? It is murder. It is child abuse. It does involve children. So if any of that affects you, this story's not for you. But don't worry, because I will do another one after this one that's a little less heartbreaking. They're all heartbreaking, equally as their own, but I won't do one that involves a child, promise. This might also be a two-parter, maybe even more. I'm not too sure yet. This is also a solved case. It is a Canadian case based out of, I do believe it was Quebec in Canada. And we're just going to dive in, and thank you guys for sticking around. And I mean absolutely no disrespect to anybody in the story. But yeah, so this is the story we're going to go into. So we're going to be talking about a little girl named Marie Aurore Lucienne Gagnon, or simply known as Aurore Gagnon. She was born May 1909. And she died February 12th, 1920. So she wasn't very young. I mean, she wasn't very old at all, actually. This is what we're going to go with. We're going to call her Aurore. Aurore is a Canadian girl who was a victim of child abuse. She died of exhaustion and blood poisoning from 52 wounds inflicted by her stepmother, Marianne Houd, and her father, Telesphore Gagnon. The story of l'enfant Marty, the English translation is the child Marty, received great attention in the media, and Aurore became an icon of Quebec sociological and popular culture. Gagnon was born into and raised in a Roman Catholic family. She was the second of five children of farmer Telesphore and his first wife, Marie Anne Caron. Now keep this in mind. This was his first wife, Aurora's mother, whom he had married in September 1906. They lived in Forterville, Quebec, a small village on the south shore of the St. Lawrence River, 100 kilometers southwest of Quebec City. The Gagnon's first child, Marie Jeanine, was born in August of 1907. Aurora's birth was quickly followed by that of Luciana, then Georges, Alliance in 1910, and Joseph in 1915. In 1916, not long after Joseph's birth, Marie Anne Carson was hospitalized for tuberculosis. Marie Anne Houd, the widow, of a cousin of Telesphore soon moved into the Gagnon home, saying she wanted to take care of the house and children. My freaking ass. She was a 30-something-year-old mother of two sons, Gerard and Henry. She was born in Saint-Sophie de Liviard, a neighboring municipality of Franterville, Quebec. On November 6th, 1917, two-year-old Joseph was found dead in his bed. A coroner's inquest revealed that it had been a natural cause. 2 years old. Okay. A natural cause. On January 23rd, 1918, Marie Ann Caron died of her illness at the Beauport Asylum. Since Telesphore could not take care of the farm and his children all by himself, he married Marie Ann Hode in a private ceremony the following week. Ay, 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 Telesphore. Ay, ay. The Gagnon children went to live with their grandparents for a few months in Leslierville. Wow, my French sucks. Sorry. Another neighboring municipality. The children returned to their fathers in the summer of 1919. It was then that Aurora began to be abused. Marie Ann Hode did not abuse her stepdaughter, only physically, because that makes it so much freaking better. Several eyewitnesses testified that she had once tried to poison Aurora by urging her to drink detergent. What the fuck? In September 1919, 10-year-old Aurora was hospitalized for more than a month at the Hotel Dieu de Quebec with a severe leg infection, which was caused by her stepmother branding her with a metal poker. Upon her release, the beatings resumed. How do you do that to a kid? Oy. How as a father do you let someone do that to your kid? How do you as a parent let anybody touch your child? Like, I'd be throwing fucking hands. Like, that person would be dead. Like, I would brand you. Like, how? My heart. Aurora died on February 12th, 1920. Her autopsy was conducted in the church sacristy by Dr. Albert Marius, who noticed around 54 wounds all over her body. The wounds were a result of several blows administered over time. The most severe was located on the side of Aurora's skull. Her scalp was caked in dried blood and pus, and her left thigh was swollen. The skin on her hands and wrists had been ripped off down to the bone. Ay, ay, ay. Aurora Gagnon's funeral took place on February 14th, 1920, with the mass being led by Dr. Ferdinand Massé. After the funeral, Telesphore Gagnon and Marie Ann Hode were promptly arrested. Arrested? Man, they should have been killed. Marie Ann Hode was initially sentenced to be hanged for murder, but her sentence was later commuted to life imprisonment. After serving 15 years, she was paroled for health reasons, and she died of breast and brain cancer in May 1936. Okay. How does one initially be sentenced to be hanged And then all of a sudden, the judge is like, that seems a little harsh. What? She killed a child. She killed somebody. Like, Aurora was a human being. She was a 10-year-old little girl who couldn't defend herself. And she got out. Like, she fucking got out. Morty and Howd got out. Like, how can... What? 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 And she only served 15 years for the death of her 10-year-old stepdaughter. I can't fathom how... I just can't. Talos IV, her father, was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to life imprisonment. But he was released from prison in 1925 for good behavior. Excuse you? Oh my god, he only served 5 years. Are you kidding me? I cannot fathom the thought of today. Okay, today our jails are full of people who are doing drugs. And let me stop you guys before you're coming at me. Yes, drugs are bad. Yes, they can kill. But 98% of the people that are in jail are in jail for weed possession. Weed possession. And they're in there longer than 5 freaking years for weed possession. In Canada here, weed is legal. Why are they still in jail? You guys absolutely make no freaking sense. You're gonna let out a convicted killer 15 years after, and she killed a little girl. Her father, her own father, who was supposed to protect her. Like, what even? After 5 freaking years for good behavior? Like, seriously? Where was that good behavior when he was supposed to be protecting his daughter? Where was that good behavior when he was supposed to be protecting her from everything cruel in this world? That irks me so freaking bad. Let's continue with the story. He returned to his hometown and previous life, where he wrote several letters to Marie Anne Howd, who was still in prison. After her death, Talos IV remarried. He died in 1961. Aurora's oldest sister, Marie Eugene, died in Shawington in 1986. Aurora Gagnon remains a popular cultural icon in Quebec with almost mythical status. There was a play in 1921. The trials attracted significant attention from the public, and dozens of people had to be turned away at every hearing. The press coverage of the case inspired two actors, Henry Rollins and Leon Bérégine, to write a play titled Aurore, l'enfant martyr. Aurore, the child martyr. The play premiered on January 21st, 1921, at the Theatre Alcazar in Montreal. It was a smash hit. After having performed the play at 5 other Montreal theatres, the cast and crew toured all over Quebec and also performed in Ontario and the seaside provinces. In a span of 25 years, the play was performed over 6,000 times and was seen by about 180,000 people. The following actresses took turns playing Marie Anne Howd: Amanda D'Istrie, Germaine Germain, Nana de Varianez, Rose Ray Duzel, Henriette Berthier, and Lucy Mitchell. The role of Aurora was most often played by Therese McKinnon. In 1950, the success of the play could still be felt. This inspired producers of the Alliance Cinematography Canadian to make a film. And it basically went on to talk about her story and everything you would suspect. The case of Aurore Gagnon is well documented in the historic literature of Quebec. Many still consider her case to be a turning point for children's rights in Quebec and even in all of Canada. Indeed, the case helped to spark public interest in the realities of domestic violence and child abuse. Many Quebecers think of Aurora's death as a reminder that silence in the face of the injustice often does more harm than good. On December 7th, 2015, the town of Frontierville recognized Aurora as a historical figure. And that's the story of Aurora Gagnon. This may just be a one-parter, because I can't. I don't know, guys. It kills me to even know, to even have heard this story, to have known that someone was supposed to take care of her, and they did just the opposite. They totally, they didn't even care. And the reason why, there's a lot of speculation about why Marie killed and Telesphore killed Aurore. Most say because Aurore was very close to her birth mother, very freaking close. Like, those two were like attached to the hip close. They went everywhere together. They did everything together. They were a very close knitted family. And when her mother died, Aurore took it very hard. She was relatively young, and she just couldn't fathom that her mom, her best friend, was gone. And then her father just marries some next chick, just like that. Like, swoop out of nowhere, like, we're married now. And she was processing it. She was confused. She was upset. She didn't know how to feel. And I guess, yeah, that could have been her way of rebelling against Telesphore's decision. But she was 10 when she died. Her mom, she was really young when her mom passed away. And to look back, Marie and how her a child died in her care before Aurore, of natural causes at 2 years old. What natural causes would a 2 year old have? I don't believe that. I think Marie couldn't take care of the kid, didn't want to take care of the kid, and just was like, you know what, you're too much work, and offed the poor kid. Like, how do you do that? Like, that is so messed up on a whole new level of messed up. Like, the baby was 2. Again, defenseless. By its own mother. Like, you're supposed to protect your babies. Don't freaking kill them, you psychopath. Do I believe they got justice? Hell fuck no. No, I don't believe Aurora and Joseph got justice at all. Marie, again, spent 15 years in jail. Okay? That's nowhere near enough to even consider justice. Yes, she did get sick. And yes, she did end up dying. Does that justify anything? No. No, it does not. Hold on, commercial. It does not. So... And then Telesphere got 5 years. Like, come on. I know I'm repeating myself over this, but, like, it irks me. Like, how? 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 Anyway. I'll upload another video tonight. Again, everybody, keep safe. And thanks for staying around.